Welcome to the original Freemasons podcast, broadcasting from Waterbury, Connecticut, USA. Follow us on your favorite podcast app or join us live on YouTube. And as always, leave your aprons at the door, my brothers. A hungry heart keeps me going strong. It gives me strength when things are going all wrong. All my life, I've been searching for the sun. Now like a thief in the night, I got nowhere to run. But I'll never surrender. No, I'll never give it up without a fight.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Long time no see.
Oye, ¿cómo va?
Hello, everyone. Look, we're all back. We're all in the same room again. Yep. This is amazing.
Here we are.
Ken's not.
I'm here.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, right. I had to increase the size of the screen so much because it's so far away now, but it's beautifully mounted on the wall.
It's nicely
mounted
on the wall, yeah.
So we could actually see what the fuck
the only thing whose size is increasing right now.
Ah, here we go.
Welcome to the Freemasons podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Freemasons. Actually, you know what?
No, you do it.
No, you do it.
No, you do it.
I'm not doing it.
Do it now.
No. Hello, and welcome to the Freemasons podcast with your host, Worshipful Brother Joe.
Worshipful Brother Ken.
And right, Worshipful Brother George Mudry. I like that. We should do that from now on.
All
just
right.
Go round robin.
He's got a good voice for that, too.
He does.
He does.
Not your entrance.
The soothing sounds.
Here's Ken on his...
Worshipful Brother Joe.
Here's Ken's entrance. Ready? Welcome!
It was better the first time.
Yeah, it was.
We had to change it because we changed locations, and I can't get that same dynamic.
No, but you started where you were like, woo, and then you're like, welcome. You it plateaued. You got to get that.
Okay.
You got to get that feel good freaking.
I'll do it over again.
You got no vamos. You know what that's from?
Major League 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Yes, that's
He's going
right.
through the freaking
Never
the English,
it.
Japanese.
Oh, what? It's great.
The fuck?
You know I've never seen any of the comedy flicks that you ever quote.
Mamos.
That
I'll,
is freaking...
I'll redo it. I'll
Wait,
channel my
no,
memories.
No, that was. Was that Major League or was that Mr. Baseball?
No, it was Major League. It was Major League, and it was the second one because remember, what's his name? The guy who was the voodoo guy?
Serrano. Yeah, now he's the all
He was like
guy.
A bitch the second half. He became a monk.
Yes.
And that's when the Japanese guy came on the team.
Remember, okay.
He was all Mr. Peace saving birds and shit. And he's got, you got no marbles! And he kept doing the hand motion of shifting his balls from side to side. Anyway, today we're going to go over Masonic, news, whatever.
Breaking news.
There's a couple articles I thought in here were pretty goddamn hilarious, so we'll talk about each one of them. And but first, we actually have real cannons today, because I'm drinking a Miller. Joe is drinking
Nothing.
Life, and Ken is drinking a bitch Bellini over there.
It's actually a Suntory grapefruit vodka seltzer.
Oh.
It's very Korean.
Bitch alert!
Yeah.
Suntory makes very good Japanese whiskey.
Indeed they do.
I don't know if it's the same company
made with
or
vodka.
Not.
I didn't know they made vodka. But
they make all kinds of stuff. All
right. So let's go over some Apple reviews.
Apple.
We got a couple. I don't know where I left off, but John Smith Squared. Definitely 5-star review. Awesome podcast. Love listening to you brothers while I'm at work. Keep up the good work. We will try.
Thank you.
Phenomenal podcast. It took me... this is M-O-A-U-S-A. MOA USA.
M-O-A-U-S-A. Okay.
It took me a whole year to finish this podcast. Now I'm wondering what I'm doing with my life. I need a hobby or something. So I became a Freemason, got my MM degree. I think I've read this one, but that's all right. The podcast has helped me more than most, and I can relate to all four of you. Pale Ken, Zen Joe, Illiterate George, and Love Mischief Like the Puppet. Cheers, brothers. Lance McGee, Michigan Evart Lodge 320. P.S. Oh. AI wrote this for me. Yes, I definitely read that one, but that's all right. Next
Thank you,
one.
Brother.
Ryan Fletch, love this show. 5-star review. As
Fletch lives.
What?
Fletch lives.
What's that?
It's a movie.
Never
Chevy
heard of
Chase,
it.
Fletch. You've never seen Fletch?
No.
Oh, that's a classic.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shut up over there. You missed her. I've never seen Major Lug 2.
It's a classic comedy film.
It is, right?
It's from, like, the 80s. Of course,
yes.
I saw it.
No, Funny Farm Fletch was a classic comedy.
Okay.
Lamb fries. Anybody had it? I believe he still has the record. Or did he beat the record or lose it? No. Anyway, moving on. Ryan Fletch, 5-star review. Love this show. As a fellow craft going into my third degree, the show is very informative, not only about the craft itself, but also the history. Keep it up, brothers. That's it.
We got a bunch new followers on Insta.
Do it.
I'll start actually with, like, some of the,
see?
The more recent ones here. What?
You should have kept the title.
Matt Goldswizzle.
Special. Okay.
Good evening.
Look, we debated Matt that.
Goldswizzle. We did debate it. Did you actually finish it, though, or no? You didn't put it in there.
No, I just put dot, dot, dot.
God damn you.
Whatever. You can get it in post.
No marbles!
Over on Insta, new followers. Freemason Online.
I'm done.
Glenn Pinnell, Nicholas Alasner.
Oh, I know Glenn Pinnell.
You do? Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Aaron Cartus, Mark Howenstein, Charlie Chard, Louis E. Diaz F.
Erectile dysfunction?
No.
Oh.
James Crawford, American Freemasons, Philip Schloshan, Sean Early, Ralph C., Wyatt Hicks, Stephanie Mudry.
Yeah.
Just, like, recently liked us? That's weird. Frankenstein.
She liked us, then she hated us, then she liked us again.
Yeah. Arlington Heights Lodge number something. It got cut off. Hello, brothers. Randy Wark, author J.P. Hugo Vargas.
Oh.
Alex Dart, Nate, and Apathy. Is that the Apathy?
That would be
here.
The Apathy.
How do we know
that
it's
the
Apathy?
The Apathy?
Oh, I reached out.
Oh, stop.
All right.
Oh, I did.
You got catfished.
Well, thank you. It's verified. I saw the little verified.
Oh, okay. So it's verified.
Oh, it's verified.
Thank you, brothers and friends, for following us. Appreciate that.
Apathy. Yeah. If you're listening, we need to have a conversation. Maybe on the podcast.
Mm. Yeah.
That was my question to you. Anyway, who wants to lead it?
I got nothing.
So why don't you lead
no,
it?
No, I'm not leading
it. Drink.
No, don't, you're not shirking your responsibility tonight.
Brothers, right hand arms.
To arms.
Ready?
Ready.
What are you grabbing over there, Joe? You don't have a drink.
It's an air drink.
Air.
Fire, good fire, fire all. Together, brothers.
Vivat, vivat, vivat.
I don't
know
what
you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
I said right hand to arms. He's reached out for a... I guess it would be a cup that just wasn't there. So I was nervous what was going to happen next.
They about call
the
me Joe Normus.
Solo cup.
Yeah. So now you know why they call me Joe Normus.
Oh, God.
Only anyway. You call yourself.
Yeah, only
once.
You, right?
That's not true. It's not true.
The only person that's ever called you anything else is freaking, well, two people called you something.
Oh, God.
Pat Miletich called you something.
Yes.
And Art Del Cueto called you something.
Yeah, the straw that stirs the drink.
I would go with the shovel that moves the shit.
Well, anyway. That could be if I got to carry you around. That's true.
Ah, I see what you did
you
there.
You do more than one thing.
All right. So this is from, I think it's called Independent UK.
Oh, The Independent.
The Independent, yeah. But it's all about Masonic news and stuff. So
and stuff.
This is coming from the UK. So,
so it's got to be true.
Got to be true.
Well, the Independent's a pretty big publication.
So here we go. News UK. This is from this is old news, but we can do old news. Can we do old news?
Well, how old
do
is
whatever
the
we
news?
Want.
Is it from like 3 years ago, or is it from like
2016?
Oh Jesus, George!
It was like almost 10 years ago.
It's too old.
Too old. Yeah.
Cool that the Independent is picking up anything Freemasonic though.
There's a bunch
cool.
of articles in here. That's why I wanted to read them.
Yeah.
I thought this was current events.
No, I thought it was too, but then I
can always change the description.
No, this just proves.
Here
how
we go. This
George
is one. Wednesday, 31st of January, 2024. Takeaways from the AP's look at the role of conspiracy theories in American politics and society.
Do-do-do.
We want to do that one.
The AP as in Associated Press. Or?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if it has. Masonic stuff in here. I didn't really plan this very well, did I?
No,
you did not.
Oh, Freemasons. I seen the word. That's all right. I seen it.
Just don't ask him to spell it.
Conspiracy theories have a long history. Humans have always speculated about secret motives and plots as a way to understand their world and avoid danger. These days, however, conspiracy theories and those who believe in them seem to be playing an outsized role in politics and culture. Republican Donald Trump has amplified conspiracy theories about climate change, elections, voting, and crime, and has expressed support for the QAnon conspiracy theory. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is the whole...
It's just super political?
Yeah, super.
Yeah.
So I'm going to skip past that. Conspiracy theories have also proven lucrative for those cashing in on unfounded medical claims, investment proposals, and blah, 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 blah. I'm looking for the part where it's talking about masonry. Oh, here we go. This is a little bit... a long history. Conspiracy theories exposed social tensions long before the American Revolution and the birth of U.S. democracy, just as now early conspiracy theories reflect popular worries of the day. In the years immediately after the American Revolution, rumors and hoaxes circulated about dark plots by the Illuminati and the Freemasons, suggesting those secret organizations wanted to control the Republic. So I'd love to do a whole podcast on this about Washington's letter about the Illuminati. Have you ever seen that? He actually wrote a...
I think we talked about it.
I was going to say, I think we covered that a while back.
Okay,
but we can revisit it.
Yeah, because we did an episode on the Illuminati, and you were talking about, what's his name? The German guy there that started it.
Yeah,
George Washington did like a expose kind of letter about the guy. Von
Trump. This is not what I thought it was going to be. I was looking for Masonic news, but this is not what I was looking for.
Are there foils to go with those fencing helmets over there?
All the equipment is over there.
We should totally do something.
Do you want to fence me? Is that even a thing? Fence me?
Fencing.
Oh, here we go.
Let's fence each other.
Can I see your hat? Can I see your hat real quick?
Yes. We could talk about this. This is a good one, and it's not from...
Challenge you to a duel.
Oh.
You have been challenged to a duel.
This could be done.
All right, I'll referee.
Report. Cardinals for permanent dialogue with Freemasons. Followed. So this is a good one, right?
Is this recent? What was the date of this one?
February 20, 2024.
Okay.
Okay.
More recent.
Following a closed-door meeting in Milan, Cardinal Francesco Coco Palminiero reportedly said he believed in evolution and mutual understanding had taken place between Masonry and the Church over the past 50 years. Cardinal taking part in a historic closed-door meeting on Friday between the heads of the Italy's Masonic lodges and senior Catholic Church leaders has called for a permanent dialogue to be open with the secretive organization, despite Masonry being long condemned by the Church. In a 1983 document from the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith stated, Masonic principles have always been considered irreconcilable with the doctrine of the Church. In last November, the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith reaffirmed that stance. So this is 2023.
Yeah, and we talked about that, how the Pope kind of,
quoting that the 1983 document that active membership in Freemasonry by a member of faith is prohibited because of irreconcilable differences between Catholic doctrine and Freemasonry. Addressing the Milan meeting on the theme, the Catholic Church in Freemasonry, Cardinal Francesco, 85, reportedly said he believed an evolution in mutual understanding had taken place between Freemasonry and the Church over the past 50 years. Things have moved on, and I hope these meetings don't stop here, said the retired Italian prelate. According to Messaggero, Il Messaggero, quoting sources present at the meeting that was closed to the press. The cardinal, who served as an auxiliary bishop in Milan under Cardinal Carlo Maria Martini, said he wondered if it's not possible to think about a permanent discussion, even at the official level, so we can better deal with each other. It's kind of a harsh way of putting it. Deal with each other?
Well, you know what? At least it's better than, if you join Freemasonry, you're excommunicated, right? Like, this is better than that.
Right.
So.
Cardinal Martini was known to be close to the Freemasons, who paid a warm tribute to him as a man of dialogue when he died. So basically, this guy died. He was open to talking and dealing with the Freemasons and everything. And he was open to discussing, and then I guess this cardinal took over for him. According to the sources who spoke with this local newspaper that I'm not getting into, all three grandmasters of the Italian lodges and Stefano Bisi of the Grand Orient of Italy, Luciano Romoli of the Grand Lodge of Italy, and Fabio Venezi of the Grand Regular Lodge of Italy addressed the meeting. Two of them made their speeches public. With different nuances, all defended the compatibility of Freemasonry with the Catholic faith. Riccardo Cascaloi, yeah, whatever, also spoke with people who attended the meeting at the Cultural Foundation. Along with Cardinal Palermo, whatever, the Catholic Church was represented by Archbishop, so just going down a whole list of people that was there. BCU said he thought the meeting was very significant, credited the church for his education as someone coming from a poor background, and explained how a reconciliation between Freemasonry and the church was his long-held desire. He also made a point of fondly recalling Cardinal Martini, who was at home here. So that's pretty freaking cool.
It's good that there's still, you know, diplomatic channels, if you will, between the Vatican and, you know, the Grand Lodges of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad thing. Hopefully things will change over time. But it's interesting that they say that there's irreconcilable differences between church doctrine and the belief system of Freemasonry. When do you guys think that we have any irreconcilable differences between the Catholic faith and the principles which we hold dear as Freemasons?
In the words of the great brother who's long passed, worshipful brother Alan Bunting, Freemasonry is like a Protestant graveyard. We take everyone.
I think the only conflict would be with, you know, for at least the Catholic religion, you know, you've got the Nicene Creed, which is we believe in one God, blah, blah, blah. You know, that in and of itself conflicts with Freemasonry.
I don't think so.
Well, because we say you just have to believe in a grand architect. It could be a Christian God. It could be a Jewish God. It could be a Buddhist God. It could be whatever your interpretation. Catholicism says, no, there's one and ours is the best and that's it. You can't acknowledge any other God. So that in and of itself, I think, is where the main conflict is.
May I retort?
Sure.
I don't necessarily agree with that, because you have to believe in a supreme being, right? Catholic Church says you believe in one God. We don't discriminate who your God is, right? Allah is one God. God is one God. I mean, if you wouldn't even take it to the Greek mythology, Zeus was the top of all gods.
Right.
We believed in lesser gods, but it's no different than God in believing in angels. Angels are a lesser divine being, but God is still God. Zeus is still Zeus. You know, everyone else was below him.
A Catholic Church says Allah is crap, doesn't exist.
Can't even acknowledge
yeah. that he,
so
could,
that's
he
the,
could be a god.
But I guess the
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying
that's
your opinion.
No, I agree what you're saying, and I'm trying to look at it from a different point of view. So not a different point of view, but from a Mason standpoint. So in other words, we wouldn't throw out a Catholic because he doesn't believe in somebody else's God.
Correct.
Because your own God, we believe that your own God is your own God.
But they believe that we should throw out everybody else because believe in a different
God.
I'm looking up the Nicene Creed now just because I want to make sure.
Is it called? The Nicene
Creed.
Pretty much. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Holy Spirit.
Catholic.
We believe in one God the Father, the Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's right. They changed it. Doing the Apostles' Creed.
Eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light.
Okay.
they're pretty much saying there's God, there's one Lord, his name is Jesus Christ. Everybody else,
and that's it.
However,
anything else?
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying. In other words, the Catholic Church would want us to throw out other people, but you also would have to come to that understanding. However, that if you can be a Catholic, you're also a Freemason, but you're within our doors. You accept everybody.
Yeah, which is interesting because the Catholic Church has charities that help people.
Well, let me get into this next part because you're going to like this one.
Whatever they want, right?
You're going to like this one, and we're going to this rips the whole argument apart. He expressed his appreciation for Cardinal Overture to Freemasons made in 2016, open letter titled "Dear Brother Masons," but lamented the pace of the dialogue and reconciliation and asked why Pope Francis has seemingly forgotten Freemasons and has embraced everyone. He criticized the Vatican's recent refusal to grant credentials to Masonic ambassador and highlighted the Vatican ruling last November reasserting the ban on Catholics joining Freemasonry. The Pope, BC said, made the famous statement, "Who am I to judge?" at the beginning of his pontificate, addressed to homosexuals, and then opened the doors to divorcees. But he forgot that among Freemasons, there are also many Catholics who are prevented from receiving communion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the argument they're trying to make, is you open your hands to people who are gay and bisexual, the whole LGBT community. You open your doors to divorcees that they can be reconciled to church, but Freemasonry, you can't.
Right.
So right. You're kind of stepping on your own tail there in that sense, you know? I'm
sure they have different reasons for, like, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent. Look, I'm not taking their side, the side of the Vatican by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm sure they have, like, based on their own, on the church canon and so forth, there's rationale for not accepting certain classes of individual, right?
Look, and yeah.
And they might all be different reasons for all those different classes. So
I don't agree with it,
but
they have, you know, you have the freedom of religion. They have the right to express it. They have that, as long as it's not, you know, it's not the Crusades where they're going out and like chopping people's heads off if they don't convert to Christianity. Like, right. Let them do their thing. They have every right to believe what they believe and to embrace that and celebrate it and whatnot. And so do we. So,
yeah, I was just interested in calling out that juxtaposition of, you know, we don't believe that our belief system is reconcilable with yours, Freemasonry. But a Freemason is not going to turn a Catholic away from the door.
No.
No.
No, because...
So clearly we don't believe that particular religion is, you know, incompatible with our system of values. But the reverse is true. It just seems
right.
It seems weird to me.
There's more commonalities than differences when you think about it. I mean, one again, just to state before somebody gets their panties in a bunch and gets up, Freemasonry is not a religion. So while we're talking about similarities between Freemasonry and the Catholic religion and differences, we're not comparing from religion to religion. It's more of a philosophical debate and a philosophical understanding whether or not our tenets are compatible with theirs. We think our tenets and what we believe in practice are very compatible with Christianity, with most religions that are out there, because let's be honest, they all started from the same place anyway.
Yep.
But
Sumerian.
You know, there,
Anunnaki.
There are pieces that, you know, philosophically they differ from us, and you know, they have their standards and practices, and that's cool. We want to be more inclusive. We want to be, we just want to be good people. And, you know, most organized religions have some tenets like faith, hope, charity, you know, goodwill to your neighbor, things like that, that we can all agree upon.
So, Tim Brown brought up a good point. The Catholics still...
From the Raiders?
Tim Brown.
Oh.
He said,
it could be.
The Catholics still remember how you kicked their ass, Templars he's talking about. So let's talk about that real quick, because that brings up a good point. Well, he brings up a good point, though. All right, he brings up a good point. I mean, I get, maybe he's trying to be funny, maybe he's being serious, I don't know, but that brings up a good point where the Catholic Church started hating secret societies started with the Templars. They were doing shit that the Catholic Church couldn't see behind closed doors because they got a free ride to do whatever they wanted.
It was a power thing.
And it was a power thing. That's where it started.
Yeah, the money and stuff.
Well, yeah,
the
money.
But
yes,
but it was they couldn't.
They couldn't
first get the money.
They
then you got
govern.
The power.
Yeah, they
then you get
themselves.
The women. Yeah. Scarface reference.
Yeah, again.
No, but seriously, that's where it started from. That's where it started from. They didn't like the Templars because the Templars had their own little thing going.
Couldn't control them.
Yep. And that's kind of where you land with Freemasonry too. Is you know they couldn't control them. I mean. It's debatable. It's highly speculative. Like you're right, Ken. It is highly speculative that the Templars survived. But you also see, even after the Templars kind of went away, you've seen a lot of stonemason guilds putting shit on churches that were straight up Masonic and straight up Templar. So it makes you wonder, did the Templars blend into Freemasonry and kind of just land underneath their noses? And of course, again, I said it, the Catholic Church wasn't going to shut down the stone. The stonemason
lodges.
No, they're
building all the cathedrals.
They're building all their goddamn churches. That's like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like firing everybody at the IRS. Look, that's your cash flow right there.
Yeah. Regardless of whether the church saw or draws any kind of link between Freemasonry and the Knights Templar, they're both organizations that they couldn't control.
100% they're drawing it. And the Illuminati, who also believed in
separation of
church.
If they are or they aren't, I don't think matters, because they're both organizations that they don't feel they have any kind of control or the ability to govern, so of course they're going to have an issue.
I also think partially, and this is kind of, it does kind of burn my ass, because Freemasonry...
Does it grind your gears?
It grinds my fucking gears. You know what? I know it grinds Joe's gears. Segment stolen.
Oh.
Copyright infringement.
No, but it does kind of quote grind my gears that, you know, Freemasonry in a sense we don't have these draconian rules of, you know, we don't allow gay people in, we don't allow this in, we don't allow that in. You know, there's literally one requirement: believe in a higher being, right? Whereas the Catholic Church does. They have these, you have to believe in this, you have to believe in that. You know, you, in order to attend church or be part of the diocese or whatever, you have to, you know what I mean? There's like draconian rules that we don't follow. So when you come out with a statement that basically says something like, oh, you know, let's talk to divorcees, let's talk to the gay people, but then you exclude Freemasonry, you're kind of chasing your tail with that one. In my personal opinion, it's like, wait, hold up. Like, that would be like accepting gay men, but like, yeah, we don't want gay women in our church, though. Same fucking thing. Right?
I just love that you used the word draconian.
That was good, right?
Yeah, like pronounced it correctly and like used it in correct context. Like, our little boy's all grown up, Joey.
Even a broke ass clock is right twice a day.
Ooh, where do you hear that word?
Buck Rogers, that's where he got it from.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, stop it. You're such a...
What?
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Say it.
No.
Say it!
No, you're not going to break me. But what I'd be curious
to
is
break you.
We spend a lot of time talking about Catholicism and their views on Freemasonry, their compatibility, but yet we still have a lot of Catholic Freemasons. Mm-hmm. Is there a similar feeling within, let's say, the Jewish community or the Orthodox Jewish community? Do they have anything similar? I'd be curious if any of our brothers are out there that are Jewish and know if there's something similar. Obviously, there's Jewish Freemasons, just like there's Catholic Freemasons. I just haven't heard as much about specific edicts coming from the Jewish religion. There could be. We just might not be aware of it. So if anybody
can educate us on it. No, because if you really think about it, I mean, a lot of our stuff comes from the Old Testament, which is the Torah. So I wouldn't imagine there would be.
Right, but still, like Orthodox Judaism, and there's probably like a more I don't know, devout... part of the Muslim religion as well,
right?
Islam that says
the Hashashin.
Well, whatever. Like, no, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
stop interrupting him. You're a child.
When it comes to Christianity, Catholicism is pretty strict, right?
Right.
I'm thinking there, you know, you got Orthodox Judaism. There's probably Orthodox, you know, variants of other religions, other world religions. How many of those or how many Freemasons are members of those religions?
I'd be curious.
I don't know of any.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. That's why I posted it, because I just don't know.
Well, I know that the Catholics have their own thing. They're called the Jesuits. It's their own little secret society within.
I think you're talking about the Knights of Columbus, isn't that the fraternal order that the Catholic Church?
The Jesuits are like the Orthodox.
They're like
Christians that they set up a lot of the universities.
Correct, though. I think there are a lot of popes education. Too. Not popes. There are a lot of priests and stuff.
Is that a secret society though? The Jesuits?
It's, I don't know if it's.
It's not secret.
It's not a
secret.
Sect or something.
They're almost. Yeah. I'm going to get this wrong, so please, I'm going to get blasted on this. But they're almost like more monkish.
Yeah.
And their service to God is education.
They're prevalent more in South America.
A monastic order, if you
will. Well, what is it? Fairfield University is a Jesuit university.
Oh, no shit.
University of Scranton's a Jesuit university. There's lots of Jesuit universities. That's what they're known for.
No shit.
Is for establishing education systems.
Okay.
So. Let me continue with this article, if you guys don't mind. BC ended by expressing a hope that one day a pope and grandmaster may meet and walk in peace of the road together in the light of the sun.
I think we can all hope broken that. Dreams.
Yeah.
I walk along lonely streets.
Casoli said that the overall Catholic contribution to the meeting was disconcerting. It's interesting. The Archbishop, who arrived 45 minutes late, introduced the conference by stressing that dialogue with the secret society was important because not everyone may have delved into the subject about such an ancient and prestigious organization, always surrounded by an aura of mystery and suspicion. Yeah, that's basically freaking us. Because you started it!
Oh, here we go. That's always somebody's fault, George. Connecticut's a no-fault state.
I think he clipped. Maybe his mic is still too hot. Maybe. I dialed it way down, too.
I'm sure you did.
Can you turn it off?
I can't.
The Bishop of Europe's greatest...
We need a mute button. Yeah. A remote control.
So you just see him on the video, like...
The Bishop of Europe's largest diocese in terms of number of priests in Lady... Lady? Said the conference... Whatever. The group... For socio-religious research and information, a private organization approved by Italy's bishops at the conference had continued conversations and dialogue with Masonic lodges, but added that the aim was not absolution. What does that mean? What's absolution?
Like forgiveness.
Which is weird because I didn't know we needed to be forgiven.
You could be absolved of all sin.
Yeah.
Forgive,
Rather, he said, it was about fostering conversations between people to get to know each other's points of view, to record their convergence or distance. Obviously, he said, this conference does not conclude with any final document. So that was pretty much
it. It's just to keep the diplomatic channels
all
open.
Talk.
Yeah.
No action.
Yeah.
To war, then.
No, we're not going to war with the Catholic Church, George.
No, that never turns out well.
Oh, I'm just... fucking around. In other news, we had the ride for Chip. I was not able to make it, and I'm sorry for that. I was not able
to
make it.
You know, if we had the trifecta, we would have done a recording.
Yeah.
Joey and I were there.
I know.
We're going to do Polaroids, too.
I know.
But it was a very successful event.
Yep.
So, shout out to Brother Jason Gadu and the Widow's Sons Paladins. Out of where is that technically? Oakville.
It's Watertown.
Okay.
Yeah, Falls.
Did a great job. Great event. Great showing. Raised a good amount of money for the family. Just one of those things that you're really proud to be a part of. The raffle was fantastic. A lot of brothers put in their time, gave their time, made some donations in order to pull it off. So, shout out to them for making it all very worthwhile.
And all those brothers that ran the event, too. There were a lot of volunteers. I think you volunteered as well, your time. So we appreciate that, Joe, and some of the brothers from around the district. And it wasn't just one lodge that was represented there, either. It was brothers from all over the district, even outside of the district.
Yep.
Widow's Sons Paladins, there were members from all over Connecticut.
Right.
And a bunch of guys volunteered their time and effort. It was a hot-ass day, and everybody stuck around.
Yep.
to the bitter end, and it's a great event. Mm. All proceeds to the family, which is
yeah,
awesome.
That's all awesome. Proceeds went, and I think before we by 9 o'clock that morning when we were setting up, we were already in the black. I'd already made well recouped all costs, all raffle donations, like the one or raffle prizes, ones that were actually purchased, recouped the cost on that. Again, before we even started the event, before I think breakfast started at 10, and again, it was about 9 o'clock. We're like, yeah, everything from this point on is pure profit before the raffle.
That's awesome.
Before we sold more tickets, before
people
collected.
So how much was raised?
I don't know if they want to disclose that or not.
Oh, okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I'll tell you guys offline, but yeah, it was well worth the effort. Awesome. Well worth the effort. So, awesome. Good times there. And speaking of one of the volunteers there, shout out to our brother, Frankie Bombs.
Frankie Bombs.
Who had some stuff going on this week medically, and he is on the mend and doing well. I've talked to him just about at least sending some kind of stupid text or meme or TikTok thing back and forth every day this week. So he's doing well. So shout out to him and his recovery. We wish you a speedy one.
Let's talk about your big deck.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
Oh, big deck energy.
Oh, that's good, Ken, especially since I added the LED lighting.
Oh, I stole it off the internet.
Okay. Yeah, so I've been working on the day. You came over and helped me out
For
a few hours one day because...
Tried to be there longer.
My back would not... dealing with the herniated disc, so wasn't able to... I'm saving you for the fire pit.
Oh, okay. All right.
I didn't want to go to the well too many times.
Yeah, no. I can dig it. Yeah, those pavers are heavy.
Yeah, so
I'm in.
Yeah, since you have the technology.
Who is it? Frank that was helping you, your neighbor down the road or something?
Yep, Frank, good paisan from up the street.
He called me the Terminator.
But it was fun. So it's done.
I am the Terminator.
I've got some nice LED lighting now. So it looks
4 foot nothing.
Okay, come with me, the Terminator.
Arnold was huge.
I think he called him the Turdinator.
No, he was
just like
saying
Danny DeVito, the Schwarzenegger's Terminator.
There we go. Yep, pour it on. No, he was jokingly calling me that because I was just freaking going wild, popping out screws. And,
really?
Yeah, it was kicking
tearing
ass.
Up boards.
Tearing up boards.
Anything that required bending, pretty much.
My favorite part was firing them off the deck. I was just launching them into the yard wherever I could.
He likes destruction. And,
I do like destruction. I'm a destructive human being.
See, I saw the pictures. It looked awesome.
Yeah, it came out. And, you know, shout out to Susan, who did a lot of work on that deck. She was there with the drill, the screw gun, helping drill holes, put some boards down. She did quite a bit. So shout out to her on that.
I mean, realistically, by the time I showed up, 90% of it was done. I mean, it was just the last
But
couple.
I was shot by that point.
Yeah, I know.
That
I
was
know.
Like the fourth weekend in a row and some nights after work where I'm just like, we need to get this done, and I just don't know if I could physically do much. So.
And then I was in the deck looking out at your neighbor, and I'm like,
hey!
What's your name? What's your name? Toby.
Great.
Fuck you, Toby.
Yeah, let's have George over.
What's your name?
That's a great idea.
Ezekiel.
Yeah, in hindsight.
Fuck you, Ezekiel.
No, but thanks for your help on that. I just needed that extra few hours to just push it to completion. So
I told you to call me earlier, like earlier in the week or whatever, but
you know how I am.
Mr. Fucking Stubborn over here.
You know.
That's how I
have.
I'm
prideful
I
too. So for me to actually break down and say, "Hey," well, plus you know, there are some people. Not saying either of you are those people, but there are some people out there. They're like, "Hey, yeah, you need some help?" I'm like, "Yeah, I could."
I know who.
I didn't think you were going to say yes.
Right. Exactly. Like. Oh. Okay.
Now, if you want to get some help on making chili, maybe you'll win first place.
You know what? I don't need your help. I just need an honest vote. And I need a brother not to cheat.
Well, you're a member of Harmony Lodge now. We have a pretty famous chili competition.
See, but
different
here's
a set of brothers here. I think you might.
I think what we need to do
a
is
ballot harvesting for sure.
It's got to be a blind. It's got to be a blind taste test, though, because I'm going to get
do,
if
do
they
it blind.
Know
no,
it's
we
mine.
It
they'll make sure I come in second place.
We all do it blind.
All use.
Ours is, I mean, it's not like a clinical
definitely
double
harvest.
Blind, right. But it's, yeah, you don't know whose chili is whose when you walk in unless somebody is, you know, whispering under their breath.
Well, I think we need an agreement that we won't do that.
Jai! Discordian. Not sure if it's just me, but is... What does that say?
He can barely hear us, guys.
Heart. Oh, he can barely hear us?
That's what I...
Because Ken was fucking around.
No, I actually fixed... I mean, it should be fine.
I don't know if that... I think that's what it says, but I don't
know.
We
are good. We are in the...
Low...
In the range.
Clean your ears.
No, that's where you want it to be, because otherwise it's clipping, and then everybody complains that we're clipping.
It's clipping like edging.
Clip this, bitch!
It's like where you hear that, it like overdrives the mic. And
yeah, because it's like you're on the edge, so it's like edging.
Yeah. Like edging.
Yeah.
Just like that.
That's what I'm saying. I took
yeah, no, we're
audio visual class.
I mean, I'll listen to it when we go back, but I'm pretty sure...
I don't want to talk about that.
As an amateur sound engineer, I believe I set everything up properly. Turn your...
Back in my day, it was called edging.
I don't know.
anyway, what
still
else?
Called edging.
What else do you guys want to talk about?
What's this? Wendigo? What's up, guys? Where is that? From South Carolina? Is it Wendigo, like the some kind
South
of
Carolina.
Banshee in the woods, like some kind of Bigfoot type
Wendigo?
Creature?
Wendigo? Oh, yeah. It's like some kind of weird paranormal.
Some, what do they call
something.
Them? Crypto something?
Yeah, cryptozoology.
Cryptids.
What's that bottom one say?
Cryptid.
I'm half blind. Phone volume.
Most worshipful motorsports racing. Phone volume all the way up, but sounds good till George gets excited.
Well,
I mean, George is going to overdrive the mic no matter what I do. You wouldn't hear his normal speaking voice if I, like...
And not for nothing. Who really wants to listen to
him? What
are
you talking about?
Yeah,
it's really Ken and I. Ken and I are the reason people tune in.
Every once in a while, you get that, like, high-pitched voice when you yell, and you're like, fuck, and then you just... You always overdrive the mic. Doesn't matter what I do. I've tried. Like, I can't... We have to get a real sound engineer in here and try to figure you out.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Maybe put two of those foam things over the top of the mic. I don't know.
Or you could just stop freaking yelling.
No, that's just a
pop filter. That's what I do. I yell.
The pop filter is not going to silence your high range. Yeah.
All right.
It's just going to cuts down on mouth noise.
Oh.
Which are also famous for.
Jesus Christ, here we go. Why the fuck do you say that, Ken?
If we don't use this, it sounds like
you,
we're eating.
No, you call me a child?
What?
We take this off, it sounds
I'm
like
just
we're
impressed.
Eating mac and cheese all day long.
I'm impressed by his technical knowledge.
Here we go.
I'm an amateur. I just watched some YouTube videos.
What else you guys got? Come on. There's something else you want to talk about now.
Is there?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were like, did we forgot about something?
I'm passing the ball.
Oh.
Oh, on more? You need more?
I ran out of Masonic news. It's the only thing that
events?
Clearly was current events.
Oh, here's something coming up for the brothers in and around Connecticut. Give me, buy some time while I pull up my...
Oh, God. Is this going to be like a Blue Lodge Council meeting where we all start rattling off all of our events?
Well, no, this is actually a really cool event, and I know it came up in Discord... I think the Schultz brothers were talking about it being somewhere near Delaware in the last couple of years, but that Oklahoma Master Mason degree team
is
coming to New Haven.
Oh,
I want to say it's in October.
That's cool.
My Eventbrite is not working right now, but go on Eventbrite, and that's where you can buy tickets. I believe it's at the temple in New Haven, so should be something pretty cool. So... want to say, I'm thinking it's October 12th off the top of my head, but I'll see what I can do to work that and find that. But if you're in the Connecticut area, they don't come out this way very often, so that's something that you would definitely want to see.
We can throw a link in the YouTube comments, too, to the actual Eventbrite page. But if it's at the, it's at the New Haven Temple, which has three actual lodges within it. Huge old school marble building. If you've never been to the New Haven Masonic Temple, it's almost
that in and
worth,
of itself
yeah,
is something to
it's
see.
Worth a trip just to see the temple and take a tour of it.
Right around the corner from Yale University.
Yep. Peabody Museum, right across the street from Peabody. Down the road from the Skull and Bones Society at Yale. If you're into conspiracy theories and so forth, you can see Skull and Bones.
But here's Oklahoma Indian Master Mason Degree, Saturday, November 2nd, 9 a.m. It starts. There are a limited number of tickets, so if they usually sell out, you likely will not be able to get them the day of. I've already purchased mine, so I will be in attendance that day. And that is Saturday, November 2nd at 9 a.m. Something really cool to see.
Big lodge room, too. So if when it sells out, it's packed.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to be shutting down probably within the next, I don't know, what, 10, 15 minutes or so? But for anybody who's interested, Apathy is live on Instagram.
Is he really?
Yeah, so you guys can go slide over there and see what he's got to say.
Slide into his DMs.
Slide into the DMs.
Nice.
So you're just watching Apathy's live stream while we're broadcasting?
Yeah, I was.
Wow,
this is intriguing.
Some serious...
No wonder why this episode sucked.
Serious Inception nonsense going on.
No, this episode sucked because I didn't do any research because I was working all goddamn day.
Get too busy watching Apathy.
Nah.
You know what? People hate when we do research anyway.
I know, right?
Research
me, sure. I thought
those heavily researched episodes are like the lowest rated ones.
I know. So what are we going to talk about? Alternate universe?
What, next one?
Next episode?
No, just...
Oh. Just like right now? Off the cuff?
Off
alternative
the cuff.
Universe?
Alternative universe.
Let's see.
I don't think we have much.
No, we don't.
I think we regroup.
Yeah, we need to regroup because...
That's one that requires some...
That's what happens when we record on a Tuesday unexpectedly.
Yeah, well, I'm also burnt from working
on
freaking
we all
day.
Just got out of work. I'm in my work clothes. Just drove in from the office.
I smell like inmate ass.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow. I don't even
know that's
that
where
I,
we were
I
going.
I didn't realize that was part of your job.
Yeah, that was...
Oh.
I'm curious if that thing works.
Other people to do that kind of stuff.
No, it does work.
That musket
foils
work.
Over there, and I challenge you to a duel, and you didn't respond. I win.
I mean, we've got
right now.
We've got
so ancient
we're
gonna do
firearms.
Right
you guys can duel with that, or
well,
you can duel with
no
the
no sense
foils.
Doing it off camera. Maybe we'll do that Sunday. You want to?
How about we do it right now?
You really need room. The last time we did it down in the common room where we just moved the tables out of the way. Like you gotta have. You can't do it in here.
Right? We're gonna set this. Let's do this.
There's like books,
right here.
Books.
I don't think there's not enough
room over there.
Yeah, I agree with Ken. We need to prefer.
Are you chickening out?
No, I'll go down and we can go mobile and we can go outside.
I can
and
easily
do it.
Record the whole thing. Regardless,
we can go out in the parking lot. There's plenty of room out there.
Yeah. You know, there's a bunch of teenagers hanging out on, like, the bench outside when Joe and I rolled in. It would be cool if they were out there right now. You guys come out in your fencing garb, and we're just like, yeah, it's Freemasons just having a duel, you guys.
Here's five bucks. You root for the guy in blue.
Exactly.
You root for the guy in red.
Yeah, one of them will be my bookie.
Who's in blue?
There's a blue helmet and a red helmet.
Oh, I can't see. It's directly behind.
Yeah, it's right behind you. I
oh,
prefer
I
red.
See,
I'm
we
going
should have
red.
Virtual Brother Joe come out and actually show us how to fence because that's his equipment. He actually knows what he's doing.
I know how to fence.
You know how to fence?
Uh-huh.
Hell are you
I
talk
will
about?
Slice
really?
And dice you. I will slice you up like a bad piece of
oh,
cheese.
This is happening, and I am holding the camera. Let's do it.
I know how to fence.
Okay, good.
Do you?
You good. Said you knew
that's
how to shoot,
right,
too, until you came out to the Freemason Range Day.
You lost twice. I have the video for it.
First
this
time
isn't shooting. This is hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Okay.
I know how to fence.
I think we need to do like a trifecta. We'll do fencing, we'll do pugil sticks, and then we'll do something else.
And then swimming.
Yeah.
No, I love swimming.
Bow and arrow.
Like a humpback fucking
oh,
whale.
No, we're fencing.
Okay. Get him. Let's go.
No, we got to set up like an actual thing.
Yeah, I will make sure that this is recorded as content.
I think
Worship
smell
Brother, that rabbit
for our
no. I think Worship Brother Joe needs to be here to be the like the judge because
smell
knows,
that rabbit.
Okay,
he knows best.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do like a tournament.
Fear.
Yeah, there can only be one. It's gonna be like freaking Highlander.
Okay.
It's podcast Highlander, but with fencing.
I think I've got like the reach advantage.
George's yelling is loud and clear, though, and he's got his phone all the way up. So you should have just left it the way it was. No, got to tinker him shit.
You know, I spent so much time trying to tune you so that you were leveled with us, too, and it's just not good enough.
I'm on my not mobile good. And can't hear anything, even at full volume.
Well, apparently you can hear something.
So I'm sorry. If I listen back to it, it doesn't sound good before we...
Pump up the volume.
Yeah, before we post
pump
it
up
to
the,
our...
Volume.
Before we send it as an actual episode, I will level all of the audio and stuff, and I'll see if I can go back and fix it on
can
the YouTube.
Can you fix the quiver in your voice, too, in the opening, too, when you're like, well...
Yeah, I'll fix that, too. I'll re-record that. I mean, I don't know. Every indication I... have here says that we are a good volume. Well, maybe I'm a little bit low. Yeah, I'm low.
Nah.
Fencing.
I'm low.
We're going to do this. Duel. Challenge you to a duel.
Okay.
Sunday.
Move the mics.
Sunday.
Let's roll.
No, we need more room.
Yeah, we can do it downstairs. After
how
this.
Am I going to do my acrobatics?
Acrobatics?
Goddamn, I do flippy shit like Crouching Tiger.
Have you ever seen the video of the what was it, Muay Thai fighter who went up against the fucking Marine and he's doing all of his dancing?
Yes.
And he just runs up to the Marine and Marine just drops him in one punch. Bow! And
that's Muay Thai, is that like kickboxing? Like yeah, similar, kickboxing yes. yeah, or yeah, something? Yeah.
But okay. He's like flipping and doing backflips and everything, and then he goes up to the free, like does this front flip toward the Marine. He just
like cold cocks him.
Yeah. I mean,
one shot.
He knocks this guy right to the fucking moon. Boom! And he just drops him right there. One punch.
Wasn't expecting that.
No. It's freaking
a
hilarious.
Punch to the face.
I'm going to look more like, remember that video in the early 2000s that they called it Star Wars Kid? He was like the AV nerd
that took
the microphone. That's more like what I look like.
You know what makes me? You know what I was thinking of immediately?
George has
when,
actual fencing training. This is going to be good.
You know what I was actually thinking?
I was okay.
This.
Hold on. Before you go into your actual right. your thing with this, he had actual fencing training. I had 17 years of a dateless lifestyle, being a Star Wars nerd, practicing
lightsabers.
My lightsaber
yeah.
skills.
I don't have either of those things, so I'm
Joe
going down
hands
immediately.
Down.
Do not put your money on me.
Joe wins hands down.
I had a lot more sure free thing. Time on my hand. I wasn't always this dashing gentleman.
So you went with fencing and not like, oh, I don't know, masturbation?
Before he was Joe Normus, he had quite the lightsaber collection.
Now he's Joe Calloused.
I needed something to do for more than 5 minutes. So, yeah.
Oh,
so I practice. I'm a master of all seven forms of lightsaber
shit.
Combat.
This has to happen. This has to happen.
Yeah.
So anyway, all I could think of is like when we originally were just talking about this. You remember Robin Hood Men in Tights where they had the long sticks and they kept breaking, and next thing you know they're just like, holding them, popping each other in the knuckles.
I think we should have some kind of tournament, some type of festival.
Stand by.
Okay.
You're missing the chess guards.
I have to talk to Worshipful Brother Joe because I'm sure he could arrange such a thing.
We're missing the chess guards anyway, so it couldn't happen.
I'll wear my weighted vest.
I'm sure they're somewhere.
Go to work, get my Kevlar. I'm like, what?
I'm pretty sure they're here
somewhere.
Stabbed
in the throat.
The rest of the gear, like the big gear, might actually be down in the...
I'm going to go down like King Henry III or something. Remember he got stabbed in the eye jousting?
Yes.
Right? Was that King Henry?
I forget which one, but...
King Louis, something like that?
I know what you're talking about.
You gotta wear the helmet.
Nostra dumbass predicted that shit.
Splintered and went through his
splintered,
brain.
Went right through his freaking eye. Died a horrible, painful death.
Great.
I would imagine that's pretty much instantaneous. But yeah, we don't want to go out that way. I agree with you. We need the proper PPE.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Yeah. PPE.
But I think...
Better not stab me in the PPE.
I think we need to set up
I'll
like...
I'll be pissed.
Feats of it'll be like the Highland Games, but it'll be our version, the Freemasons podcast Lowland Games.
Now I'm just thinking. Lowland. Now I'm thinking of Monty Python and Search of Holy Grail, where the angels had the trumpets up their ass going.
You will have the people on what do they call those things like vuvuzelas or whatever like they had in the soccer games that they banned. You know those long clapping.
Oh yeah, those
Who's gonna be
we'll set this up proper.
Who's going to be the mime, though? I mean, Ken doesn't even need the makeup.
Oh, wow.
We'll get some of the brothers from the lodge involved in this, and we'll make this...
This could happen.
We'll make this worthwhile.
This could happen.
But we need, like, a series of events. Like, it's got to
be... Okay, we get the paladins. We get the paladins, and we do motorcycle jousting.
No, I'm not. No,
I don't know how to ride a motorcycle.
Neither do I.
No, we let them drive. We just sit in the back.
With
a jousting stick.
With lances? Yeah, that's
no,
terrible.
Here's what's better. Yeah. We get Big Kev.
Okay.
And another brother of equal size.
And we ride them?
Yes.
Oh, God.
We piggyback and we joust.
We got to do that in a pool or something. I don't want to destroy anybody's back, but I like this idea. I like this.
Yeah.
Okay, so pool jousting.
Pool jousting.
Fencing.
I still think we do...
Some other medieval...
Pugil sticks.
Okay.
Like all the... Right.
Yeah.
What does that say? Eddie Vids?
Vitus? Vids?
I bet... I let Apathy know you guys gave him a shout-out. He says, what's up, my guys?
Oh.
He also gave you guys a shout-out on his live. Sweet!
Oh, nice.
That's nice.
That's Eddie Vitus?
That. Hopefully he doesn't come over here and hear about us freaking jousting each
Eddie's
other.
Eddie's vids.
Oh, okay.
Eddie's vids.
All right, so what else are we doing? Archery?
I think we need
to do...
like
a whole medieval festival.
Yeah, I mean, so it'll be like a Ren Fair.
We could shoot apples off each other's
podcast,
heads.
Ren Fair, I'm in.
It is going
to
be like a Ren Fair.
I went to a
Ren
Fair recently, so I'm ready. I've got contacts. We're ready.
The only thing is, we have to talk in medieval old English accents the whole entire time. That's my only request.
I'm going to kick ye ass.
Hear ye! Hear ye!
Have at you. Oh, I'm so ready.
I am going to beat you, as I have heretofore done several times.
But with these additions.
There you go. You took it right out. You took it.
Oh, crap. This is going to be...
This is going to happen then.
Yep.
Is it just you and me, or is there other people involved?
It'll evolve. We'll figure it out. This is just off the top of my... I feel like Danny Sharkus needs to be in a Friar Tuck costume somehow. Like, I feel like that would be...
Ken's
got to
be a mime. Just walk around. Just.
Can I participate?
Yeah.
Joker?
No, I think you should be.
I'll be the jester. Jester.
I think any host or prior guest on the podcast is eligible for competition.
Oh. Worshipful Brother Joe's probably got
except
us
for
all
him.
Best.
I refuse to beat the shit out of Most Worshipful Mel Johnson. And I'll be honest with you, Most Worshipful Marshall Robinson scares the shit out of me.
I just said they were
I
eligible.
Won't show
well, yeah,
I
we can invite all of them. They don't necessarily have to agree.
I'm not inviting Most Worshipful Marshall Robinson. He's going to come up and be like, you guys are fucking idiots. And
he'll just
walk
slap
the fuck
us
off.
In the face.
No, he'll probably beat the living crap out of all of us at all of these events.
No. I'm sorry. I have to protest.
All right, then it's just
have
host.
You seen the size of me and the size of Ken?
So how about the
unless I get a rock sling, it's not happening. David Goliath, come on, that was a good one.
Just because we now have a slam dunk contest.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh fuck you.
But you get to use the little
just holding
the
my
little
head.
Trampoline.
little
you get
trampoline.
To use the little exercise trampoline.
Can always beat us at limbo.
Hey man, it's like Spud Webb. There you go.
Oh god, little trampoline, you're a dick.
How about any current or past host? Right,
all
so we
right.
could bring back Rocco to do something.
Rocco doesn't live in Connecticut anymore.
Oh no,
no,
no. Well,
he moved somewhere in the woods and grows mushrooms or whatever he does. I don't know.
Hey, God bless him.
I think Messner
I don't know.
Was,
it'll evolve.
I think Messner was a guest.
You're not a guest host. Guest host.
But if we're inviting guests.
All right, 5K.
What?
5K.
Oh, that's fucked up.
What?
I wouldn't survive. A
5K. I get in trouble for my title. This guy takes shots like that.
What?
What the hell?
I was talking about the prize. That's the prize.
No, you weren't. Not like this.
What an asshole. Oh, my God.
What? We don't want to put cash prizes on this?
I get ridiculed and told, no, that's not okay.
You're crying.
Well, I mean, if we're going to do that, then there has to be a chili cook-off.
Why did we choose to do this on a Tuesday night? We got to go back to Sunday mornings when we're nice and you know,
fresh.
Even keel.
No, this is great because we're all freaking exhausted and
that's
just laughing at everything.
We sound worse than when we used to like drink for 3 hours before podcasting.
I know.
Didn't we used to do Friday nights or something?
Thursday nights.
Thursday
nights. Sunday
nights. Oh, God.
But Thursday nights are like Friday nights.
Oh, I can do that.
But
in my
I think
we should do a chili cook-off, too. I know who's taking second place.
Whatever. It's happening at Harmony, probably in the fall.
I'm ballot harvesting, for sure.
You do what you need to do. Have dead people voting for you or whatever.
No, he's not.
Whatever you're into.
Yeah, so, all right. So
we're going to put some type of
all right,
tournament of...
Jesus Christ. I can't
something. We'll come
actually...
up the Freemason
we'll podcast.
Freemason podcast. Red
tournament
Fair.
Of...
Red Fair.
We have to put our own little spin on it, though.
Why?
Because.
Can't call it a Ren Fair?
No, because
we can come
negative...
up with something craftier than that, I think. You know, like...
I'm still going with the motorcycle jousting.
No.
Or some form of jousting. It's part of a tournament. Jousting, archery, sword play, What else is there?
We could get on a couple bikes.
Swordplay.
Like a couple of like huffies and joust. I'll do that.
BMX jousting?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we might be onto something.
Right?
Or get a Razor scooter. How about
a Razor scooter.
What are we using for jousting sticks, though? Because I'm not getting a freaking...
I got a couple hockey sticks.
A hockey stick?
Yeah. Oh, it's on.
What, you mean like hit each other with the
hard end? Like
with
the butt end, yeah.
No, you just have it in front of you.
No, you pick the hook under the arm.
Yeah. All right.
We'll have rules, but, you know...
Like no aiming for the face.
Poke it around.
No, it has to be a chest shot.
Jesus
Christ. This has got bad written all over it. But we definitely should do it. I'm for it. I'm good. Let's do this.
Well, for charity.
For charity? What are we charging ticket fare?
I don't know.
To watch two idiots freaking...
We'll do a 50-50 raffle.
Yeah, we'll take donations or something.
Just jousting in the list and just you hear ring, 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 ring. Like the little bicycle.
Okay, so if you were a brother in the 3rd District, you wouldn't pay, I don't know, I'll throw it at a number, $2 to see you and I go at each other on Razor scooters with hockey sticks jousting. All right.
Razor scooters? A Razor scooter.
Yeah, you know, like the little
kid. Why are we doing it on a Razor scooter? You just had a bike. You get more speed
on
a bike.
I'm just giving you...
It's a little bit easier to balance, I think, too, if you've got
a bike
under your arm. I think it's easier on a bike.
We can do it on skateboards if you want.
No, I can't skateboard. I cannot skateboard. I got on one skateboard when I was a kid in my life. I kicked off, that bitch went in the air. My ass went backwards, never got on it again. I cannot skateboard. Nope. That's an instant loss right there.
This is like the perfect time, too, because the Olympics are going on right now.
Oh, it's like the Freemasons podcast Olympics. Summer Olympics.
Oh, my God. Medieval Olympics, we'll call it.
Medieval
Summer
Olympics.
I'm wearing a toga with a laurel wreath.
Work something.
Freemasons podcast, Medieval on Your Ass Olympics.
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
May the laurel wreaths of victory rest upon your
But we
your
have to look ridiculous,
shoulders.
Though, when we do it, though.
Right.
Like, it's got to be absolutely ridiculous.
That's why I'm thinking, like, togas.
Like in Renfrew. Togas. Yeah. Or,
yeah. Well, we're not going to do it like the original.
Though.
I've got an idea for that.
I'm going to go to a hair salon. I'm going to get hair extensions. I'm going to do a mohawk with like Ragnar. Or what's his name? From Vikings.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so you're going to be Nordic.
Nordic.
I don't know. I'll go Renfrew.
Now, the
style.
Question is.
I could wear my hair.
If we take bets on this for charity, let's say it's 50-50. Is it illegal? Are we going to get in trouble for basically...
No, we'll just do a 50-50 raffle forever. They're not taking bets.
Take bets, but... You're stupid.
What does that say?
Nobody's watching. Don't worry.
Hello. Lady Kara says, hello, granddaughter of a Scottish Rite Mason and daughter of a Mason, granddaughter and daughter of an Eastern Star. Glad to see you all having good fellowship. Apologies for the language.
Follow to a slain son.
We're talking about impaling each other on huffy bikes with hockey sticks. I don't know if this is still fellowship.
It's still fellowship. It's for fun.
It's what we would be talking about after
we always did represent the lighter side of Freemasonry. So
the lighter or the dumbass side?
Yeah,
well,
dumber side for sure.
I like to say lighter. We're doing a Freemason podcast Olympics.
Yep.
With music, and we'll have walk-up music. Everything.
I think,
in order to make it really ridiculous, we hire a polka band.
Do you know any?
For background music?
For background music. Just...
I could source one. Yeah.
We hire a polka band. Instead of doing like medieval trumpets or like modern music.
I think I know a couple that play like the German clubs.
Oh, we just need somebody with
like Oktoberfest music.
Yeah.
With the accordion.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That could definitely...
Maybe throw a little Glockenspiel in there.
We'll work out the logistics. We're figuring this out before
And
the
for
end
food,
of the
we won't do
sure.
a clam bake.
Ah, Oktoberfest Olympics.
See what I did there?
Yeah, but we can also buy... We can always buy a donut machine.
Ken rolled his eyes, so he knows I took a shot at somebody.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think a donut machine's a better idea.
A donut... shit. Good God.
Now.
My eyes are like burning right now. Jesus.
Good evening, brothers. I'm a third generation Mason from...
within the Grand Lodge of Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas.
Yeah. Absolutely love listening to this podcast.
The crazy part is, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, apparently he can hear.
Andy, appreciate it.
Andy can hear us just fine, it seems.
Clandy Andy?
No, not Clandy Andy.
Different Andy?
Different Andy.
Make okay, the Lady Kara yeah, says that the to. Freemasons and her family and that she knows
stand by
would
second.
Match us word for word. So, okay, cool. We didn't offend anyone.
Okay, good. What are you doing?
Happy to hear it. Uh-oh, what's going on over here?
Are you grabbing a foil? What are you doing? Oh, I already challenged you. You can't re-challenge.
I challenge you back.
We're already over the hour mark. George is descending into chaos over here. He's got the foil in his hand. One of the foils.
Is that what this is called?
Almost stabbed me in the face. Yeah,
no,
didn't
I
you...
Didn't.
Hold on. Didn't you take fencing?
But he doesn't know it's called a foil. Stop it.
What's wrong with you?
Stop it.
What is this sport you speak of?
I went with rapier.
Yeah, that's a type of sword. This is...
Yeah, the only fencing you did was like...
There goes
split
the wire.
Rail.
Split rail.
Dude. Yeah, this could happen.
I'm going to slash you.
Be careful. It's Worshipful Brother Joe's. Be gentle.
Be gentle.
Yeah.
Yeah. This
are you sure
happen.
You've done this? Have you done this before?
I'm sitting in a fucking chair. My feet aren't even touching the ground, and you're breaking my balls about me playing with
your I don't know. Here. It just seems like you're holding it all weird. It just doesn't like.
I'm sitting in a chair. I'm holding it like I'm playing with my Wang Dangle, for Christ's sake.
That's not how you hold it.
I know it's not how you hold it.
Okay. Yeah.
We're overdriving the mic.
Calling BS.
Because you're pissing me off.
I'm going to carve a Z in your chest like freaking Zorro.
I'm going to carve an S in your ass.
Oh, tramp stamp.
All right. Anyway.
What is that? All right. Before we get too far off the rails, I say we call it.
I say we call it.
Six
and
minutes.
I say we
we're
right
have
here.
To flesh this out a little bit.
Do a Scout's Honor that this is going to happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Isn't Scout's
to figure out the logistics, but I'm in.
Yeah.
100%.
We'll figure out the logistics. We'll have a little meeting.
I'll put the Freemason Podcast belt on the line, too.
Oh,
tournament for the belt. That's what the winner gets of this tournament.
All right. All right. All right. What does that say? Touche at Andy Clandy. Andy, what does that say?
Lady Kara says touche.
Touche.
Andy touché. Dandy. LOL. I don't know. They're just talking to each
now,
other.
Now, if he was talking to you, he'd say douche.
Okay. Indeed. Fair enough.
You're a douche.
You're like D'Artagnan. You're not even a real musketeer.
I'm more like Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
He was gangster shit, though.
Yeah.
Puss in Boots was pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
My kids watched that series. It was entertaining for adults as well.
Anyway, all right, let's shut it down.
All right.
Yep. All right, brothers, for the Freemasons Podcast, I am Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry signing off. This turned out to be a pretty good one, actually, at the end.
Yeah,
we started
you stopped
getting
reading.
Off the fucking
pulled
rails.
It together, yeah.
Yeah, no more research anymore. You want to research, look that shit up yourself. We're just going to fuck around and find out from now on.
Worshipful Brother Joe signing off.
And Worshipful Brother Ken signing off.
Sayonara.
Do it.
Good night, friends.